STEM Lab winners announced. I'm Paul Wollum with your news. At last night's Campbell County School Board meeting, four winners were announced from the six finalists that came out of 13 applicants to receive STEM Labs. The selected schools were Wagon Wheel, Conestoga, Paintbrush, and Prairie Wind Elementaries. Stacy Dixon is the technology facilitator at Conestoga. She's excited for the increased learning opportunities for students in science, technology, engineering, and math.
Students are going to be engaged. They're going to have more creativity and innovation. They're going to be able to actually do real-life situations and problems in the STEM lab.
Conestoga principal Steve Anderson and third grade teacher Stacy Miller said students will be very pleased with the opportunities.
I just think our kids are going to be able to take what we do right now and just expand it and do a lot more hands-on stuff. And kids are really excited about it too. So
I'm excited because I can picture so many projects to get started right away and can't wait to tell my students about it.
School officials said depending on funding, they'd love to add STEM labs to schools every year. As far as the four schools announced last night, Deputy Superintendent Alex Ayer said they should be open in the spring.
Our hope is to open those on February 1st, prior to the start of the fourth quarter.
Yesterday, 28-year-old recluse man Grant Gleason was sentenced to 12 to 16 years in prison for the killing of George K. Bryant in a head-on collision. Gleason pled guilty in June of this year to aggravated vehicular homicide for his role in the June 2015 crash. The crash happened after Gleason fled a traffic stop 5 miles southeast of Gillette. Yesterday, the Gillette City Council received an update on the Gurley Overpass project. Interim Developmental Services Director Heath Von Eye provides more information.
The completion is completely contingent upon the contractor schedule and any weather days that we have between now and then. Tentatively, the contractor schedule shows another 3 to 4 working days before substantial completion. That puts us into early next week for substantial completion. And then what we'll see after that is we have to leave their work cure out for 7 days, which the structure will be open for those 7 days. And then the contractor has to come back for likely 2 more days to put a water sealing treatment on the new barrier work that has been done.
On October 28th, local law enforcement will be taking back unwanted prescription drugs. You can drop off potentially dangerous, expired, unused, or unwanted prescription medication from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Walgreens. The service is free and anonymous. The initiative is meant to address a vital public safety and public health issue. For more information on the October 28th event, contact Deputy Johnson at 687-6116. With your news break, I'm Paul Wollum.